I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. Panache Dance is holding a month-long celebration, and it culminates in a dance showcase called Dancing After Dark. It'll take place at 7 at the Waldron Arts Center. Guests are invited to stay after for a masquerade dance party, and the date for the event is October 17th. Our guests are Sandra Myers, the owner of Panache, the director of the show and the choreographer, Champ Tom Slater, and one of the dancers, Bianca Boer. Thanks very much to all of you for coming in.
Thank you.
Our pleasure.
Sandra, tell us a little bit about the creation of Panache Dance.
Oh, well, that's a really long story. But to make a really long story short, my husband and I started dancing to get ready for our wedding. And at the time, we were really not likely candidates to do that kind of thing. We really did it kind of to shock our family and friends, having never done anything physical like that before. And in our wedding, we performed a beautiful waltz and did shock everyone with what we did. And what we realized as we were learning to dance is, first of all, what wonderful couples therapy it is. But also, we really grew to love what we were doing, and it made us think about our lives and our bodies really differently. Incidentally, we have lost between us about, 140 pounds since we started dancing. And when we moved to Bloomington, we decided to go for it and open a studio, which is something we have always wanted to do ever since we started to dance. And I'm really happy to say that after a year, we are not only surviving, but we're thriving. And so this showcase is kind of something that we're doing to show off our students and what they've done, but also to thank everyone for such an amazing level of support here in Bloomington.
George, if I could make one quick comment about the studio. I've been across the United States and Europe coaching in a lot of studios, and there's always a vibe. There's a certain vibe. You walk into the place and you immediately relax, and to me, there just isn't anything better than that. It's a very relaxed environment to work. They've done a great job.
Tom, tell us a little bit about the show. You as director and choreographer, what have you done for the students and for those of us who come to see it?
Well, when you go to a studio and dance socially, you get a number of really valuable skills, and you have a lot of fun. And if you decide, like we've asked everybody, to do a showcase, it does something different. Now, we actually put on a Broadway style, a mixture of Broadway and ballroom together. And so what we do is we ump the ante a little bit. And there's this grade that happens every time. The students at first are terrified, and then they're intrigued, and then we start the choreography, and they just think, I can't do this. And then they start practicing, and then they get it. It's like this transformation. These people come show night. You're going to see top-level performers who are just going to light up the stage. And I'm really excited. It's going to be an amazing show.
Tom Slater, who's the director and choreographer for the show. One of the people is Bianca Boer. Bianca, how old are you?
I'm 9.
And when did you start dancing?
A really, really long time. I've been dancing for a while.
Mm-hmm. And what will you be doing in the show?
I dance with Tom.
She's doing an adagio theater arts number where she'll be lifted overhead. Bianca, whose parents own Rising Star Gym, is a level 6 gymnast. And to be 9 years old and to be a level 6, they only go up to level 10 before the Olympics. She's a really amazing gymnast. And we're taking her skills and strengths and flexibilities, and we're making a dance number around that. And it's really, really exciting.
Is dance almost as much fun as gymnastics?
Yes, it is.
In gymnastics, you're mostly working solo. Do you like working with a partner?
Yeah.
Does that make it a little more fun or just a little more interesting?
I don't know. They're the same level of fun, gymnastics and dance.
Well, thanks very much to Bianca Boer, to choreographer and dance champ Tom Slater, and to Sandra Myers, the owner of Panache Dance. Their showcase takes place at 7 at the Waldron Arts Center on October 17th, guests invited to stay after for a masquerade dance party. And you can find out more information on our website at wfiu.org. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.